BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A mass for peace has been taking place in the cathedral of the Colombian city of Cartagena, where a historic peace accord between the government and FARC rebels is due to be signed in a few hours. It marks the end of a 50-year conflict in which more than 200,000 people died. Italians will vote in a referendum on constitutional reform on December the 4th. If it's rejected, the Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says he will resign. He says the changes would streamline Italy's political system and avoid gridlock, but opponents argue they would give the government too much power. More than 14,000 women in Saudi Arabia have signed a petition which calls for the government to end the male guardianship system. Saudi women currently need consent from a male guardian to travel, marry, and often to work or study. Iran's official news agency says a female Canadian-Iranian academic has been released from prison on humanitarian grounds. Homa Hoodfar, a retired university professor, was detained in Tehran in June. The U.S. Justice Department has filed criminal charges against a China-based firm and four Chinese nationals that it says are connected to North Korea's nuclear program. It accuses them of conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions against North Korea and to engage in international money laundering. The Electoral Commission in Somalia says elections, which were meant to have started on Saturday, have been delayed for a month. The process to choose a new parliament and president will take several weeks. Scientists say they found further evidence that Jupiter's icy moon Europa is spurting out jets of water into space, which could one day be tested for microbial life. The US space agency NASA spotted the dark fingers of water using the Hubble telescope. Researchers believe they can test the water for signs of life by flying a spacecraft through the jets and catching samples.